Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hi.
Well, hello. That was a very awkward introduction. You're late as
usual.
Good
morning.
Buenas
tardes, buenas noches, donde quiera que estén. A todos nuestros amigos de He Said, Ella Dijo.
Yeah.
So what's happening, Eric?
Oh, you
host
know.
Host chat.
Host chat time. Good stuff. You know what?
What?
Let's start off first and foremost with my new hobby. You know, with the strike going on, there's not a whole lot we can do. And you're making fun of me that I'm starting guitar.
I love it. I think it's amazing. You're playing an instrument.
I'm trying.
It's sexy. I told Eric, it's a very sexy thing when a guy can play an instrument.
But then I told you, I said, look, check it out. See if this gets you all excited. And you were like, go faster, do it better.
Because the teacher gave
him
a...
I took one lesson.
What is it called?
A metronome, the beat that don't... Dump,
how you call dump. That?
Metronome.
The metronome is like 10 beats.
No, eight.
So it
it's
goes,
an eight count.
So it goes three, one, two, three, four, eight counts before he goes to the next chord. And I'm going, Eric,
that's
every four
so I
counts.
Can practice, then you can speed up the count.
I know, it was just a little too slow. It wasn't sexy enough.
But one lesson when you
I know,
dance,
I know.
And she's like, go on four beats. I'm like, that's not what the teacher
I
said.
It's an
eight count.
You'll be good. Follow your teacher.
I'm working it out. I'm trying. This
I'm
is
glad.
A,
I'm glad that you're utilizing in. Your time properly. Learning a new skill.
Let's just see how long I can make this last where I stick with it.
Please
That's
do.
I'm really
Please take
trying
it with it.
To stick with it.
Then you do that, I'll go back to piano.
Do it.
And we can start a
then
band.
Then Dylan, oh wow.
He said, talking. Ella dijo band.
Well, listen, Dylan already is far more advanced than me in guitar.
He you
is.
Think so? Yeah.
He already told me he can teach me the ropes on how to
so
navigate
cute.
This.
We got a good report from school. The teacher... After just 1 week of kindergarten, she said that Dylan is a born student.
He's doing
that
great.
That he loves to learn.
He loves it.
And he's a model student. That's so awesome.
He's not as feisty as Sebi, so he's hanging in. And everything else has been good on your end. You're feeling positive. You're feeling happy. You're feeling confident.
Why?
I guess that's no.
Why do you say that? I mean, I love it that you
got
think
your hair
that
blown out. You're looking fabulous.
Listen, I'm not
today
even using headphones today because I just had my hair. My grays were covered. I did a colorant to make my hair a little shinier and darker. I don't want to mess it up. I'm not even doing headphones, so my blow dry stays intact.
Goodness.
No, I have this campaign. Guys, you know what? God is so good. Like, out of nowhere, I'm getting all these things happening. I have a we go to Miami for a He Said, Ella Dijo event that we're going to talk about
soon. We'll officially announce more details, but we're
going
to be there
going
live
on tour, guys,
in Miami.
It's so awesome. Yeah, the first stop of Miami.
With the fans.
With the fans. And then I'm doing a campaign that I'm going to talk about very soon. And then Mira Quien Baila, I'm recording, and it's about to premiere October 1st. And
we have projects.
Good things.
Yeah, a few projects hooking. We'll start to release, you know,
2024 is looking good.
Little.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a couple hot topics.
Oh, that was your phone, by the way.
It was my phone because the group of friends are all getting together to picket for the strike.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's trying to
are you going?
Gather. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. A lot of people are out of town.
So what happened?
So listen, this is a crazy incident. I don't know if you heard about this, but did you see recently about this flight out of Spain where a passenger experienced explosive diarrhea and they were forced to turn the plane around mid-flight?
I saw a picture and I wanted to die when I saw that
picture. I never saw the picture. What was
no,
the picture?
No, Eric, there's a picture. I don't know if it's a reenactment or it's a lie.
It can't be.
But there's a picture and it was all over the aisle.
Oh
when
my
I'm
gosh,
talking
a stream
about
of liquid feces dripped down the aisle of the
all
jet.
All the way. White paper with diarrhea through the aisle. Can you imagine the smell? Like what? So they had to turn around?
They had to turn around. They turned around for an emergency, deeming it a biohazard.
But how bad was this guy's diarrhea that he cannot hold it in at all and he's all over the plane? Like, go to the bathroom and go all out in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Don't walk around.
But how is it just shooting down his leg? I don't know.
Can
I've
you
never
imagine?
Heard of
a it's out of a movie.
Did I ever talk about, I don't know if I ever talked about this on the podcast, one of my craziest flight experiences?
No.
When I was shooting, what was that Western show I did a long time ago on ABC
Family?
Yeah, I
remember.
You
know like White Horses, something about horses?
Yeah, I forgot.
Wild Horses.
No. I forgot. Yeah. Anyways, I was flying back and forth from New Mexico and LA, and I had a biohazard situation.
What was it?
I guess maybe you don't count it that way when it's a minor, but listen, I'm dead tired. I think I shot all night long.
Oh, the peepee.
Early,
I remember that.
Early
yeah.
flight out. I don't think we've ever talked about it on here, but took an early flight out and I'm in the part of the plane leaning against the window seat, right? And as I'm lying there, I basically start to doze off and I feel this warm sensation on my feet. And all of a sudden I hear a person in front of me say, "Mommy, I just went to the bathroom." This little girl in front of me peed herself so much that it was as if she dumped a gallon of water all over my legs. It went onto the seat, rolled through the crack of the back of the seat, and covered all of my bags, my feet, my pants, my socks. The mom freaked out. Oh my God, looked back at me, and I was like, yep, I just nodded my head. I got fully peed on. The flight attendant comes by, "Oh my God, sir, I'm so sorry, here," and gave me a hand wipe. And I said, "Ma'am, it's okay. There's nothing I can do."
Well, you were fine, though. You were fine.
I'm fine because it was a little girl.
It was a little girl.
If it was an adult who peed all over me, I would
not
be
pumped. That's not going to happen.
But I'm not talking like a baby. This is like a Dylan's age.
Still a kid.
I know, but I'm talking not a little bit. I was flying for 2.5 hours soaked in urine. My feet were soaked in urine. I didn't even change. I even took the car ride back home to the house, and I remember going back and changing.
Es pipi santo. It's like dog's pipi is saint. It's like a pee from an angel. It's a little kid.
So I've had a biohazard.
It's okay.
Incident.
It's okay.
But I've never, this is
do
gnarly.
You think they would have turned around the plane for you? If you
for
would have caused a fit and be like, "Oh my God, I just got peed on."
I don't understand how they turned the plane around because they're, unless it just the because smell, the smell was so bad.
It was probably horrific. I will pass out if I have to go through that. Oh my God. I think my claustrophobia will kick in. So diarrhea claustrophobia moment would have been devastating for me. Oh my God.
Insane. Anyways. Now this is something I did hear about, that there are some, an airline is offering sections where it's adults only. Would you pay extra to be, well, first of all, very rarely do we travel adults only. We're always with the kids, so we wouldn't be in that section. But if we were going on vacation, do you feel like you need to pay more to have,
I feel like,
only?
Listen, if it wasn't a mother, if it wasn't a parent, I think I would 100%. Now that I'm a mom, I am more understanding. Like, I was that person that when I was single and I was young, that I would just grab a flight. And if there was a kid crying the entire time, you're like, oh my God, you want to just pull your hair out.
But don't you just put headphones now, on? I don't know why people are like, I just put headphones on. I don't get too bothered by it.
Maybe. But now that I'm a mom, I'm like, look, you know what? I don't care if they cry. I don't care if they cause a fit. I don't care about anything because I have been there and it's okay.
But I can't imagine these airlines are going
to
have.
But if I'm going to Spain and it's like 12 hours and it's just you and me, and there's a choice to be able to pay more money to just being the adult, I might consider it, just so you can just chill.
Unless you're walling it off. I've been in, you know, let's say in business class, for example, and it could be another cabin behind me and you can still hear babies crying, even if they're not in the same cabin.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how they're going to prevent that.
Unless
it's a whole flight that is just, you're playing for a flight that is just adults
no,
only.
No, it's a section. I don't know how that's really possible. Yeah, it feels like a gimmick.
But listen, to be honest with you, I don't really care. I'm a mom now, so I'm very empathetic about
it. I just think it's a way
kids.
To charge more money.
I'm cool if they cry all the time.
It's nonsense. I think it's
You remember that
ridiculous.
I bought all these Starbucks cards.
We used to do
for
that
for an entire first class cabin, guys, because it was the first time traveling with Sabella to go to Colombia.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was only 3 months. And I was so self-conscious. What if this kid cries the entire time? And I feel like people pay all this money to be in this side of the plane, like this cabin. So I got like a lot. It was like 15 gift cards,
yeah,
just in case. And I had them for the longest time because going and coming back to the States, she was an angel. She behaved really, really well.
I know.
So for the longest time, I had these gift cards inside my wallet that I did not have to use.
I'll admit, I had a ton of anxiety over traveling with both babies.
You get
when
really
they were young.
Anxious.
I get nervous because
you get too much.
But I'm like that with everything, not just kids, not our kids.
You're a stress case when you travel with the kids.
You know how I am even just with adults in a restaurant. Like if we're at a table and like somebody in our group laughs extremely loud.
But why is that?
I get anxious. I start sweating. I get nervous. I don't like bringing a bunch of attention to the table.
Let's dive into that. Why is it that, and this is true, guys, if we are at
You've
a place
seen it. I'm always like, shh,
and
guys,
part of
stop.
Our group, there's somebody that is loud or laughs really hard, Eric
it's
gets so uncomfortable, like the whole night is ruined for him because somebody else was laughing way too hard.
And I like,
but why do you get embarrassed?
I like laughter. I like having a good time.
But
what
does it matter you?
Because when someone's a loud speaker or a loud laugher,
but if that's who they are, it's okay.
I
it's
know,
a laugh.
But you're in a public place, and everybody else is trying to also enjoy the experience. And I feel like it's taking.
But
away
you
from
might
there.
Be the only one bothered, and everybody else might be like, "Oh, that person
no,
laughs
I've
hard."
I've actually been at dinners with friends where we have a couple loud laughers or you know talkers, and I see other tables looking at us.
So that's their problem.
Disdain. Like,
that's their problem.
Maybe, but I
and
also.
And it's laughter. It's not like it's like
I
an
know,
argument.
But everybody there is trying to have a good time. And if you're so loud that it's
but
distracting.
But she's having a good time or he's having a good time by laughing really hard.
I know, but what about everybody else? Like, just tone it down.
But
it makes
me
very anxious.
You get so anxious that you want to leave. I'm going, just breathe. It's okay.
Yeah,
even with the kids. If the kids like start talking a little too loud, while we're traveling,
yeah, like,
instead
God.
Of playing, you
well,
freak
listen,
out.
Dylan has the headphones on. You know, you talk louder when you have headphones on.
I know.
And all the time, you're like, Dad!
What I think is funny.
Help me fix this. And I'm like, Dylan, shh. And then pastors, like, there's ones that laugh and have a good time
yeah.
with it. But he doesn't know he's doing it. And I'm like, Dylan, shh, stop talking so loud all the time.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
she looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
she had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Near-death experience expert says he's proven there is an afterlife without a doubt. An American doctor who has studied over 5,000 near-death experiences claims there is without a doubt life after death. He defined a near-death experience as someone who is either comatose or clinically dead without a heartbeat, having lucid experience where they see, hear, feel emotions, and interact with other beings. After years of overwhelming evidence, he has concluded there's certainly an afterlife. I mean, I don't feel that this is that shocking, but I agree. Do you know anyone who's had a near-death experience?
Let me think. Let's talk about afterlife. Do we know anybody that has had a near-death experience?
I don't know
specifically, but I do believe.
I've heard many stories of it.
So tell me one story. I believe it 100%. There's something else going on.
There is a series on a streamer that is about near-death experiences. And yeah, these people talk vividly about seeing themselves and understanding
the tunnel,
everything that was, but also watching themselves on the operating table. Yeah,
they see people receive them basically, like grandparents and like friends and family members. It must be so stunningly beautiful if that happens, that you walk into the light and you actually see loved ones waiting for you and embracing you. The reality is all I care about is Malta, Uzu, and Jack.
What if you...
I just want my dogs to receive
me. What if you see fire and flames and it's burning?
Hell?
Burning.
Do you believe that exists? Do you believe people go to either eternity heaven or do you believe place, but inferno, fire, the devil?
Do you think that exists? If you're having a near-death experience and you're like, no, this isn't the version I anticipated, and it's the bad version.
No, but if you're a good person, that's not going to happen.
If you're a good person.
But my question is, do you believe, according to the Bible, there's heaven and there's hell? Do you believe in hell?
I don't know.
Some people think hell is where we live right now.
Yeah, Earth. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in the, descriptive version that we're used to hearing of flames and da da da. I don't know if I believe
I believe it's a horrible place.
I believe that there's probably a realm
like purgatory,
a spiritual realm that's not as warm and welcoming as.
And do you think that once you get to that place, that realm, is it possible that you move out of it and you actually climb up, and if you repent while in hell, surrounded by flames? Do you believe
so you
that,
believe in that version?
If you repent, you can actually make it to heaven or a level of heaven?
Well, according to the Bible, forgiveness is, definitely granted. You can
think about it, Eric. How fascinating. This is a crazy, interesting topic. Like, nobody really knows besides near-death experiences and just taking somebody by faith value. I had a car accident and I floated and I went to heaven and came back. But nobody ever knows the truth, the real truth about it.
Until you're in it. And if you're one that gets a chance to come back.
But think about it. Like, there's a lot of people like that are petrified about that possibility of what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your dad had a message for you saying, this is beautiful. The music is beautiful.
Medium, yeah, Rebecca came on.
I can breathe. Yeah. I feel so good. Be happy for me because I'm so happy.
Yeah.
It must be the most stunning place in the world. If you get to that level, I guess.
Let's hope we do. Here's a topic coming up next. Another one that professional mistress makes thousands by bossing men.
We're talking
around.
About heaven and spirituality
like
and
that transition.
Beautiful stuff. And he's talking about mistresses.
Maybe this is
and
heaven for some people.
No.
Why not?
This is so sad. You see, guys, I'm trying to talk about something profound, deep, interesting, afterlife, love, purgatory, heaven, music, angels. And he's talking about mistresses.
To some people, this might be their heaven.
Okay.
A mistress who is a dominatrix has revealed why high-flying men pay her thousands to boss them around, claiming it helps them heal from childhood issues, including bullying. Wouldn't that just be continued bullying, being bossed around? How do you heal from bullying from that?
Because they get sex, they get titties and ass afterwards. I don't know.
She earns 80,000 euros per month on OnlyFans after entering the dominatrix scene. So she's an OnlyFans person. She's bossing men around and earning money. She visits to her dungeon include submitting
dungeon?
To any orders. Her name is Cleopatra. Cleopatra demands of them and being dominated while living out fantasies. Many clients are businessmen with personal traumas from their past. They like to be humiliated.
Talk.
How does that make sense? If you were bullied, why do you want to be humiliated more? Doesn't feel like you're overcoming
childhood
it.
Childhood trauma. Let me ask you something. Let's talk about OnlyFans.
This is crazy.
How do you feel about OnlyFans? That's, would you ever do OnlyFans?
No, I would not.
No, I'm not talking about sexual stuff or like showing your body.
No, I would not.
You know, you can show your toes. People have toes.
No.
Like toes fetishes.
No, I would not. Would you?
No.
I don't.
What if you broke?
Listen, I have no.
And people tell you, you're so good looking. You should do an OnlyFans where people follow your life, but you don't have to do anything compromising. You just, people just pay, a subscription of $1.99 to just see you walk around, get in your car and eat breakfast and cook and just be you.
I have no.
What if you make millions of dollars doing that?
I have no problem.
Instead of OnlyFans, it's called Only Eric.
What the heck is that? Nobody wants Only Eric.
Only Bradford. No,
I have zero interest.
Do it in character. Do it as Tim Bradford.
No.
Only fans with Tim Bradford.
I have,
you'll make a fortune.
I have zero interest in doing something like that. And I also don't, listen, I don't have a problem with anybody doing whatever they, honestly, just don't involve me or my kids and my family or you or whatever.
What if your daughter comes to you at 18 saying, Dad, I have an OnlyFans page.
Nope.
You want to check it out?
Well, I'm at 18, I guess.
And I'm making a lot of money. Dad, I'm making 60 grand a month.
At 18, I guess I have
And
no
I'm not
choice.
Showing my body, Dad. I am just playing tennis in a bikini.
Oh, my God. You're putting in, this is painful to me. You're destroying me right now.
Will you like?
Destroying me right now.
I'm not destroying you.
Listen,
it's all possible.
People do what they do. And I support what people want to do with their own lives. But I also don't think it is. Sometimes it just feels like I don't want to say like that. I don't want to, again, talk bad about somebody doing something, but like an easy way
be
out.
Be careful with what you're saying.
I don't know. Like you can do other things.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to find something as a topic. You can do other things that can make you money. Why do you? I don't know. Well, I don't know. You know of a story of a famous quote unquote celebrity, I guess, in the Latin market that
what?
Gave up her actual job on the news because she's making like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on
OnlyFans. She's
making
millions.
Millions on OnlyFans?
Doing OnlyFans. A weather girl. That
had a very successful career, but just realized this was much easier.
Because think about
money.
It, you know, I don't have to show a lot and I can make a lot of money. I see it. I mean, to me, it's wow. But you know what? I saw this girl in Puerto Rico that she's been around forever and she's really well known and she's loved and she's probably almost 60, looks fantastic. And she's saying, I have so many men telling me do an OnlyFans. And she's actually considering it because she goes, you know, they want to see my toes. They want to see my hands. They want to see my manicure. They want to see a suggestion of my breast and they will pay a lot of money.
And listen, here's the thing. I guess I would say this to people. If you're already doing that on Instagram, what's the difference? You might as well go on OnlyFans and make the money. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got no hate against people that want to do it. Like there are plenty of people on Instagram that every picture is just boobs and butts. That's all it is. Every photo. So if you're already doing it, go do it on OnlyFans and make money. Good for you. I got no problem with it.
Okay.
For them, not for me. Now, here's the topic I was looking for. How do you feel about this? I am a sex therapist. I sleep with my clients to save marriages. What do you think about that?
That's a lie.
No, that's a real thing. There are real sex therapists that the therapy is.
So what is she doing? Teaching the guy or the girl what to do to her husband?
Or vice versa. Yeah. Maybe she sleeps with women too. What do you feel like? How do you feel about that? Like for therapy, is that something that you'd be open to trying?
That you go to a therapist and you sleep with her to come home?
We go to
teach me some things.
We go to a sex therapist. It's supposed to build strength within the marriage.
What, as a threesome? I'm confused.
No, they individually teach you about sex, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead, do it. See what happens. I invite you to give her a call. What's her name? Listen, lady. My husband, Eric Winter, is going to be calling you.
I closed it.
Oh, my God. Go try it.
So you're not open to sex therapy?
No. Okay. Not at all.
That type of sex therapy.
Have you heard of... you know, I finished watching The Ultimatum on Netflix with Nick Lachey and Vanessa. Uh-huh. I love those shows. You know, I'm flying guys weekly, 10 hours a week. So, you know, I need some content. So I read and then I watch mindless content. Anyways, so at their reunion, and you see all these couples are very like goody-two-shoes. You know, they're like really good people. It's really funny. And now they open up at the reunion and they're talking about the girl that is the most like super quiet, shy, just lovely. She's just lovely. They're talking about like fetishes and things like that. And she knew about something. It's some device that you put in your penis that has like, I don't know how it's called.
I have no idea.
So you don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, there's many devices you can put in your privates.
Anyways, I'll check the ultimatum and the next episode.
What is she saying it's for?
It's for like pleasure, I guess.
But why is it being talked about on the ultimatum? That's how because she makes just talking
about.
Work.
I don't know how the topic came up about that. And everybody was laughing going, oh my God, the one that you will never think that knows what that is the one talking about it because she's very like sweet and like, you know.
It's always the sweet ones that can be. Tricky ones.
I know.
No, but
that, and the fiery ones like me know nothing.
You know, I watched that movie. It's so funny. I watched that movie a little bit of it. The kids watched it, Elemental. And it's kind of our life. It's all about a girl, and a water boy that are not, they're in love with each other, but they're not supposed to be with each other because it would be a disaster.
And they make it work.
And they make it work.
There you go.
Like we always say, ya dijo. Fire and water. Balance just right, it's perfect.
I saw Hey God is Marguerite. No, Hey God, are you there? Is Marguerite?
Yeah, Isabella loves that movie.
I finally saw it because Isabella loves it. You know, it's good. You know, Rachel McAdams is so fantastic.
Yeah.
And the girl is fantastic as well. It's good. It's just it's a lot about the stuff that the kids discuss at this age, you know, and discovering their bodies and periods, you know, and how they feel about all those changes and being the new girl at school. And then it's so funny because Isabella keeps telling me, it's basically my life. It's my life. It's my life. That's why I wanted to see it. And then I saw the movie and I need to ask her, what about her is your life?
Like,
I don't know
what
character, like which character are you relating to? Because I don't think any of them she should relate to.
She's not there with that yet, but we are hearing about friends at school who already have like boyfriend girlfriend scenarios going on, which is
I'm not ready,
but it feels like this is about the age that it's starting.
I don't want that. Anyways,
all right, we do have a great guest next week. I'm excited to talk some UFO activity.
UFO. I believe in ET phone home.
All right.
Anyways, love
you. Till next time, love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.